Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's a debate as old as Christmas itself.
What's that?
Well, maybe not as old as Christmas, but we've been arguing about this for a long time.
Yeah.
The cost of fake Christmas trees have gone up. And that has people arguing this tried and true old school option is now the only way to go.
Oh.
But even with the higher prices for the fakes, there is no way that doing this every single year makes more sense than having one for like 10 to 15.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right in. We told you last week, fake Christmas tree prices are up. 80% of all fake trees are made in China.
China Tree?
China. One of the worst Doobie Brothers songs of all time.
Ooh, China Tree.
Whoa, China Tree. Throw a tariff or two in there. Boom, expensive-ass Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And because of this, folks who sell real trees are now pouncing on what they see as an opportunity.
All right.
Save money, get a real tree.
Go real.
Yeah. Story on 10 NBC went out to East Ave to talk to some Boy Scouts selling real trees. And they say that these Boy Scout trees right now cost anywhere from $15 for the smaller trees all the way up to $120 for the larger trees.
Yeah.
But the range for the fake trees is even more ridiculous. You can get a bare-bones Walmart fake tree, $45 right now. Or you can go all the way up to the 9-foot light-up metal tree from the Home Depot that will cost you $450.
$400.
That's right. All right, just to be clear in this room before we get into this discussion, and the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Are we team real tree or fake tree?
Oh, fake at my age? Yeah.
Okay. Kimmy?
I mean, I love a real tree, but we've had a fake tree for the last like 10 years.
Do you want a real tree?
I guess we could have one. It's just our issue is space.
I see.
So we have like kind of like a skinnier fake tree in our house because I don't know. We're just going to wait for that one to die before we go get a real one.
I never understood the draw of the real tree.
I love the smell. I had one when I was a little kid, so it kind of reminds me of being a kid. Mm. More of a nostalgia thing.
I think it's one of those things that sounds cool in theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, a real tree, the smell, the kids. Oh, you love it.
Smell the kids, yeah.
Yeah, the smelly kids, covers up the smelly kids. But you're right. It's nothing but a pain in the ass. And everybody has, like, their own way to keep it alive. You know what I mean? Well, you know, you got to put two aspirin at the bottom of it and put water in it.
Is that a real thing?
I've never heard that.
No, of course not, but I've heard it. And, you know, you got to water it all the time. It can't be near anything that could catch fire.
Oh, it's a good policy for everyone.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass, to your point. And the cleanup, you vacuum needles for like 3 months. You find that crap.
I also do know one friend that had the spider problem in the tree. And that was kind of enough to make it up. Ever want to take a chance on it.
Like, as we break it down, like, point by point here, just from the cost standpoint, I could spend $75 once every 10 to 15 years for a tree, or I can spend $50 every year. It's pretty clear the economic choice here.
And I got to drag it out to the curb.
Yes, and that brings us to the second point. When it comes to time, a trip to my basement versus a trip to a farm to cut the thing down by myself. Can we talk about the tree cutting down thing for a second?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only reason tree farms let you cut down your own tree is to let guys do lumberjack play.
Yeah.
Right?
Feel like a man.
And look, here's the thing. It's a brilliant play by Tree Farm because it's a totally controlled environment.
You're doing the work.
Yep, where your wife and kids get to watch you cut down a tree. It's like tough guy fantasy camp.
Yeah.
Genius move by the farm.
Lumberjacking.
But why Why not have a farm where you can pay to punch men bigger than you in the face with no retaliation? Because it's the same idea.
All right.
Watch me, farm. I'm going to take down George Foreman.
Come on down to Punch Farm. One thing I love about the fake tree.
What's that?
If you get the right one, they're self-lighting. Like, you don't have to string the lights
that
every year.
Nice. Yeah.
That's nice.
No, I agree.
All done. You plug it in.
Done. Bingo, bango, boingo.
Yeah.
But despite all of this, despite all of those points, all valid points, my wife fights to get a real tree every single year.
Because she believes in that tradition.
But she, I don't even
and
think.
And the smell. Which, by the way, you can buy that spray.
Yeah,
thank you. You can light a Christmas candle.
Yeah.
Well, here's the ass kicker. I've told you guys this in the past. I'm allergic to real trees.
Yeah.
And
the sap.
I can't get them. I will die, like, hand to God.
Yeah.
Yet my wife will not drop this. Like, she, I will be miserable in my house. And she's like, but what if we tried it? What if we try you being miserable for an entire month?
So you go. So wait. So
I get like sneezy. I won't die.
No. So what do you guys do?
Oh,
now?
We have the fake tree.
Right.
We had to get our second ever fake family tree. The first one made it 15 years.
Right.
It's a pretty good run.
Yeah, we'll take it. And I went and got the one you described. It was Black Friday. Michael's had a sale.
Plug it in.
$60. Plug in. Free bingo. Light. And it's got multiple different light colors and patterns. You press a button.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's so easy. Set up in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anybody do anything else?
Instant holiday.
Thank you. But, like, the most mind-blowing thing about the real trees, and again, this is coming from a story on 10NBC over the weekend with the cost of the fake trees going up. They went down to the Boy Scout Christmas tree sales on East Ave. Before we get back into the story, I do want to read some Instagram messages coming in, Duffy and WCMF. And as we say, because this man has such a great name, we will always read what he writes us. Hudson Luft writes us. We have a real tree, and yes, it smells great. It's beautiful once it's up, but getting it up, putting lights on it, definitely not fun. Our tree fell over while we were putting our lights on it and spilled water everywhere.
Mm. Sorry, can you remember, too, when we got the real tree back in the day?
Yeah.
You had to anchor it to a wall because they never stand up straight.
Like, screw it into the
so
wall?
So, like, you put a nail or a hook in a wall, and then you got to run, like, a fishing line or something to it so it kind of, like, holds it up.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you got dogs and kids and cats, somebody's going to pull on that damn thing and take it over.
So I got to put a hole in my wall.
You leave the hook there.
Still a hole.
Yeah, it's still a hole.
So, I mean, whether it's full or not, still a hole there, buddy.
Well, it's not a big hole. It's like a hook.
Are you arguing for a tree? Because I don't want to put a
hole
in.
No, I hate trees.
The most mind-blowing thing about the real tree. The holidays are a hectic time, right?
Oh, yeah. Stress.
Getting work done before the end of the year. If you have kids, you have 1,000 activities to take them to.
Yeah.
Then comes the shopping and the get-togethers and the part-time work you may need to do to afford presents for everybody. Why would you add another day-long obligation of going out and getting the tree and bringing it home and setting it up, right? And then you have to take care of that tree, as you've been describing.
Yes.
Water.
Yeah. The maintenance.
Who's got the time? Right now,
nobody
for a real. Well, people do because they're selling real trees.
Well, you got to blow a whole Sunday doing this.
Are you doing it more though for the kids? Like, isn't it one of those things where you're just keeping the tradition going and you don't want to disappoint your kids?
People my age
by cutting it out if they're used to it.
People my age do not want Christmas trees in the house.
You don't think so?
No, I'm old. I want to be trying to lug a tree in and out of the house.
Yeah, but you're a grandparent now.
Oh yes,
you
but they got
for
their
the
own
grandkids.
Thing.
No, but, like, kids don't understand. Kids think every house has a tree in it.
And,
like, the best of trees.
Well, we got fake.
I would argue the grandparent tree has to be more grand than your actually at-home tree. My grandparents always was.
Yeah, but your parents set a pretty low bar.
We had
period.
We had a tree. It was fine.
I mean, a stick with a flashlight duct taped to the top. Is that really a tree?
What a terrible thing to say about Kimmy.
Oh, Christmas light. Oh, Christmas mag light. My dad had to take it from the police department. He's got hippie blood on it.
Now that I think about it,
what?
Every old folk, old folks home, every older person's home I went into always had a bigger, grander tree.
Nobody my age wants to throw their back out doing the tree. And by the way, the kids don't even care. They don't. They got their own trees and traditions.
Okay, they do care. Kimmy, you remember as a kid going to your grandparents' house, them having a big light-up tree? It gives you, like, warmth, and right? Like,
that grandparent is dead.
Always, cause the grandparent house was always where the family party
happened. Yeah, this is the new grandparent, all right?
What?
We're the new grandparents.
I love how you say that, except you did have to decorate a tree and put one up.
I just plugged it in.
Okay. I just plugged it on.
And did all the outside stuff.
Walter writes, I just picked up a truckload of Christmas trees from Oregon that delivered to Mexico. They have Christmas trees in Mexico?
Yeah, why not?
I guess so. They grow them down there. Hey, I think you can grow Christmas trees everywhere in the United States.
No, he said he got them from Oregon to bring them to Mexico.
Wait, he took down to Mexico?
Oregon Christmas trees to take them to Mexico. Well, no, I just figured
you
would have
somewhere.
No, but I didn't think, like, you know, we have Christmas trees because, like, they were native to America.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they had like different, like they put like lights on a palm tree, like the Corona commercial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so true.
Like, what? How do you explain that?
What?
To a Mexican kid?
What do you explain?
Well, no, like, this tree does not exist. Would, like, do they have pine trees in Mexico?
Yeah.
Where?
All over.
Isn't it too hot?
No, there's pine trees in Florida.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I would live there.
I would live there.
There's pine trees in Florida.
No, I thought pine trees were a cold weather tree.
No, they're not. I think Christmas trees can grow in any state.
Well, then why are they importing them from Oregon to Mexico? Yeah, dumbass.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but like people in like the South probably have.
No, but he's arguing that they...
Right, I think some of the biggest Christmas tree farms are like in the Carolinas.
Is that true?
I don't know.
No, you're just making stuff up.
Sounded good, doesn't it?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, Mary has this tip every year, and it's a good tip right. If you're looking to save money.
Yeah.
She's on CMF. Yeah. Hey, no, Mary, what's going on?
It's not really a tip. My sister-in-law said their tradition was to always get the tree on Christmas Eve. And I said, did you get it late on Christmas Eve? And she's like, yeah. I said, those were free trees. Your dad went out and got free trees just like my dad did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
My mother said, we're not getting a tree. Oh, that was all every year. My mother was like, we're not getting a tree. She didn't want to deal with that. And four kids.
They already had Mary's bush.
Oh, for God's sakes,
that's
man.
What they said.
Where do you put the star?
I was 4 years old. I had no bush at right 4.
Right. You did. I had no bush at 4 is a that. Sentence that was uttered in on our show. Way to go.
He wasn't
you
even
did.
Listening.
God damn it. God damn it. All right, Mary, but like,
bye,
I mean, yeah, hold on, before I let you go. You know, you raised your son, and are the holidays big for him?
They were. They're getting, he likes, I give him 3 presents that he can get.
Okay.
And he's pretty good about it, yeah.
All right, so, but like, when it comes to like all
it
the...
It used to be nuts. It used to be nuts. It used to be like 14 or 15 gifts, and it's like, no, now it's 3.
All right, can I ask a question that's going to sound insensitive, but I don't mean it to sound insensitive?
That's what I just said. What are you worried about?
Well, no, Mary, your son's blind, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
Okay, so do you decorate the house? Like, does he, does, can he see?
As far as he knows.
That's what I'm asking. Can he see?
No, no.
She just opens up a tackle box and throws it around.
I just spray that pine scent around, you know. Like a...
Mary, thank you. It was always great to talk to you, Mary.
Bye, darling. Bye. Have a good holiday.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Is that not a valid question?
No, it is.
If your son is blind and he
why
likes
bother?
Christmas, well, not why
unless,
bother.
Unless you're doing
there
it
is
for
no
yourself,
way
I'm
decorating a house for a blind kid.
Well, no, but maybe he wants to decorate the tree himself. Yeah. Maybe he wants to feel the tree.
Who wants to look at that one?
Oh, my God.
You're not going to let a blind kid decorate a tree.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a head-scratcher of a story here, Tommy.
Wow.
And it's one we, as husbands, know all too well. Because there is nothing wrong with a cheap hotel if you just need a place to stay.
Oh, yeah, we've done it.
But certain things don't belong at a cheap hotel.
Yes.
And what was taken from this hotel motel was not a Holiday Inn. Makes you wonder, what the hell the folks staying at this place were thinking?
Okay.
And if this guy managed to pull this off, either A, how much trouble he's in, or B, what lesson we can learn from him about his spouse.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from Geneva, and it's pretty cut and dry up front.
All right.
A 44-year-old man was arrested after police say he stole a Louis Vuitton bag.
That's high end, buddy.
And other personal items from a visitor at a hotel. The bag, according to authorities, was estimated to be worth more than $3,700.
Holy Christ. Those bags, that's just a bag?
Yep, those bags can get up there, buddy.
God damn.
Designer bags.
All right.
And here's the thing. Geneva has some high-end hotels.
Well, you got the two castles up there.
Bellhurst Castle. There's that other, like, resort.
Geneva on the lake or whatever
there, there's one up there. And then there's another one where it's like, it looks like the 1920s. Like, it's like the Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That the bag would be taken.
Well, yeah,
there.
Rich lady.
Yeah, except that's not where this crime happened. Police say the Louis Vuitton bag theft went down at the Microtel.
Wait, the Microtel is also a castle? It's a micro castle?
It is not a micro castle.
So the Microtel, okay, so it's a motor lodge.
Yes. Now look, right off the bat, there's nothing wrong with a Microtel. I have stayed in several Microtels in my life, had a blast at the Microtel. But tell me, you don't see a lot of $4,000 handbags walking in the Microtel.
No.
And this story is strange because...
That's Knockoff Hotel.
Well, it's near the Finger... Is it one of those, like, quaint little Microtels?
It's
or
a micro
No such thing as a quaint Microtel.
Well, I don't know, like, in that area of somebody... I don't know.
Kimmy, there's so... If you want to stay bougie, there are 15 different opportunities to stay bougie.
It ain't the Microtel. Yeah.
Exactly. What makes this story so strange...
What is that?
The hardest thing you will ever do is get your wife or girlfriend... to stay at an economy hotel.
No, if you don't have to, they ain't staying.
Thank you. Women and hotels on the lower end of the cost spectrum do not cross paths.
Lodging is always an issue.
In fact, I would argue the only thing keeping the luxury hotel model in business are wives and girlfriends, right? And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to go on a run here.
Right.
And the second I say something untrue, I want you to speak up.
Mm.
All right. A hotel... It's just a bed.
Yeah, it is.
Right? You are in another city to go do something.
You just want a clean, safe, that's all you're looking for.
Yes, you're going on vacation. You're there to see a ball game. You're there for a wedding, visit family, see the sights. The hotel you sleep in doesn't really matter because all you're doing there is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, the ladies in our lives decided the hotel was part of the vacation.
Yes.
And that...
The experience.
Thank you. And there needed to be amenities. There needed to be a nice bar and restaurant. There needed to be a spa. The halls needed to look fancy. The lobby needed to be big and shiny so you could take selfies and post it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Guess where I am.
So on the old show, the host and his wife, and every time we went, we took like these Bill's trips or these station trips, they would change rooms two or three times. As a matter of fact, the host of the show... wanted to see the room before he checked in.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. I go, you couldn't be more of a pain in the ass to these people that before I check in, I want you to go upstairs, open up the door, let me look around and see if this is the room I want.
Host of the show, who could this mystery man be that you speak of?
So I don't know either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it either, man. Like, and by the way, these are like really nice hotels where, you know, it's all going to be fine.
Kimmy, are we saying anything wrong? Is there anything off base with what we're saying here?
I mean, I don't have that experience.
Well, she, I don't see her being a foo-foo. I think she lodges rough.
I just want like a base hotel.
She's
I don't need
cabin,
anything
bro.
Fancy, but like as long as it's a like a name hotel and it's clean.
What's the name? So Mike Rotel, you'd be fine staying in.
No, I like.
You've never
are
heard
you talking
of
about like one I've never heard of? Probably not.
But,
like, but I trust
a
like
chain.
A Hampton Inn. I trust like a Holiday Inn. Like I trust something like a chain that I've been to before. That's fine with me.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. Like, because it's like right, when you start a vacation, you pick where you're going to go, and then comes the hotel, right?
Mm.
And that always starts that vacation plan off on the wrong foot.
And what really used to tee me off when I was doing stand-up, I was dating some girls that came on the road to see what I was doing.
Sure, yeah.
Right? And, you know, we stayed in crap hotels. And these were low-end chicks, bro. And they would bitch about, I go, man, this place is nicer than the apartment I banged you at. And you got issues with this joint? You got to be kidding me. This one chick was telling me she thought the Knights Inn, which are all over the country at that time.
By the way, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, yeah. That one actually looks like a castle.
Yeah, yeah. But, run, you know, they're cheap hotels. She was like pissing and moaning about the colors.
Of the hotel room?
Yeah. She said it looked like a whorehouse. By the way, she was kind of hoary. So she should know.
The funniest thing is, Kimmy, like where you, if you meet a girl at the club and you take them back to the hotel or the comedy condo, they'd be like, oh. Like, what did you expect?
Ew, it's gross.
You saw my set.
Yeah.
They're not putting me up in the Four Seasons.
Right. But they'd have an attitude.
Plus, we're in Ashtabula, Ohio. This is the nicest hotel in the whole town.
And I know she's never been in a nice hotel.
Okay, now we're just being mean.
Yeah. Kind of what I do.
252-WCMF. That's what you hired me for, Ben. Talk about the story on Geneva. A 44-year-old man arrested after police say he stole a Louis Vuitton bag valued at $3,700 from a hotel room. And, you know, just on the surface, that makes sense. You got Bellhurst Castle, bunch of resorts out there, high-end folks spending a lot of money to stay in places. But this story happened at the Microtel. And what is amazing about this story is not the crime committed. It's the fact that a woman who owned a purse worth $3,700 would stay at a place like that because all women want to stay at nice hotels, which doesn't make sense because it's just a bed. You just need to sleep there.
Yeah, all women. Right, right, right.
Okay.
I seem to remember there was a man, was it last summer? Sometime last year.
Whatever.
He without his wife, stayed at a nice penthouse suite, Tommy, in Toronto.
Oh, that was for my brother-in-law's bachelor party.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot
about
guess,
that. Ask me who booked it.
Yeah, oh, he had to go.
I did not want to do this.
She forced me.
She did.
To get this two-story hotel room.
Kimmy.
I had to go.
Kimmy.
I didn't want to,
that
but
is,
what am I going to do?
You're making a funny voice, but all of these things actually happened. Look, and to my point, I told my wife, do not spend this money. I mean, it's nice for my brother-in-law, whatever, but we're not going
to. But I'm saying you stay at a lot of nice hotels.
Kimmy.
By yourself.
Kimmy.
Just saying.
The three of us.
She's not even there.
My brother. My brother-in-law. We checked into the hotel at 7.
Uh-huh.
We went out and got drunk till 1 in the morning. We left at like 7:30.
And he hated every minute of it.
We didn't spend any time in it.
Hated it.
And then my brother.
Hated having his own room.
Well, I didn't. I had to share a room with Ryan his CPAP machine. And then Ryan ate all the snacks. It turns out word free and still denies it to this day.
They didn't enjoy it at all.
Look, this makes no sense, and it costs money for no reason. Mm. And here's the worst part when it comes to the argument about the nice hotel versus regular hotel. If you go with the nicer hotel, it is going to cost you so much more money that you can do less on your vacation.
Yeah.
But if you somehow manage to talk your lady into the cheap hotel and any little thing goes wrong, your entire trip is ruined. And here's the thing. Something will go wrong at the cheap hotel. It will be minor. But you would have thought World War III started, and we are at ground zero of it. And, like, you sit here making this smug face. I've met your friends. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, we split rooms where we know, you know, we do a lot of Airbnbs. I don't know what category that falls under. We've been doing more of those lately than hotels.
Are they? But it's like the Airbnbs seem to be getting more expensive than
the hotels. It's kind of hit or miss, too. I mean, you're just going based off pictures.
Because you're in somebody's house.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing, too.
What's that?
Like, I get the idea early on of the Airbnb being a better idea because it's less expensive and it's like, okay, I'm not tied down. It's more quiet, maybe.
We usually split it with some people.
I'm not taking garbage out. I'm on vacation.
You have to clean up the place.
Yes, I'm on vacation.
It's a job.
Yes, thank you. Like, the best thing about the hotel is I'm not going to be a dick about it, but I cannot make the bed.
Okay, every Airbnb we've done, there's been an issue with them, every one of them. And to your point, there's like a list of things you have to do before you leave. basically it's your house. It's like you left your house to go to somebody's house, then you're going to leave that house to go to another house,
yeah,
and you have to clean everything up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to do that?
I don't get it. And they're not, to your point, they're not cheap.
Anymore. Like, again, it was like that Amazon model where it's like, hey, isn't this cool? Now you're addicted to it. Jack up the price.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, two high school football teams from our area trying to do something their schools had never done before over the weekend.
How'd the young men do?
Well, one of them succeeded.
All right.
A big congratulations to the kids out in Monroe High School. They smoked Sleepy Hollow, take that, Headless Horseman, 34-0 in the state Class B title. The Monroe Red Jackets outscored opponents by 502 points in 12 games.
Holy Christ.
They were just on a...
So that's Monroe High, right? The old school.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything about this team is awesome.
Did
I don't know.
See they were the first Rochester City School to win a state championship?
Ever?
That would make sense.
I think so, yeah.
That would make sense. Because I don't think they had the state playoffs back when, like, you know, those football teams were, like, good back in the 50s and 60s. So... yes, you're right. You hit it. First ever city school district to win a state title. They're the first.
God, that's huge.
Section 5.
I hope they do something nice for these kids.
Well, so they got a state trooper escort off the throughway back to the school.
Nice.
And here's what's fun about Monroe. I don't know. I don't watch a ton of high school football, obviously, because I'm a 39-year-old man.
Yeah.
But these kids are just like, all the highlights I've seen, it's just nothing but like jaw-dropping, athletic, unbelievable plays. It was awesome. Wow. And they have the coolest uniforms in Section 5. They have a 585 helmet. And then they have uniforms that just say The Row across the chest.
Oh, that is cool.
Monroe.
The Row?
It makes me want to go play high school football at Monroe. So they win 34-0.
That's impressive. All right.
That being said, Brighton also playing in the state championship in Class A. They were facing off against Rye. Things did not go so well for them. They fell to Rye in the state final. I don't have a score in front of me. I think it was a 2-touchdown loss. But, I mean, they battled. I mean, to make it this far...
Yeah.
At that age, like, there are hundreds of high school football teams. They made it all the way down to the last couple of minutes. Now, obviously, you're hurt for the kids
in
Brighton that didn't pull this off. But here's why it sucks even more.
What's that?
We haven't had a team representing Section 5 in the state football playoffs, I think, since 2019.
Mm.
Any other year, even getting there and not being able to win that game, makes you like celebrities in the town, you know, the greater Rochester.
Sure. Everybody's rooting for you.
You got it. Yeah. The fact that Monroe wins it mm-hmm. in their class in the same year you didn't win it in your class, I think hurts even more.
You think?
Well, because Monroe is getting the attention of winning it, whereas
you get to kind of see, like, you get a glimpse of, like, what it could have been, kind of.
So there's that. You got kids you may know that are celebrating this win. Yeah. More so, you know, the Democrat and Chronicle wrote, like, 3 or 4 stories on Monroe, which they should have over the weekend for winning this thing. Brighton would have gotten more attention had another team not won the championship. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, two local teams were in it, so, yeah, one steals the whole of the light.
I feel so bad for these kids. I feel so bad.
Yeah, Brighton never gets a break.
Well,
God damn it, man. Okay. I mean, come on, Brighton. One of these days, will the light shine on Brighton? Because Monroe High School has always had it so good.
Look.
That school looks like an Eastern Bloc tank factory, man.
Okay, we're talking about the kids
I know,
in
but
the moment.
But those
No, I understand there is something to be said about inequality in schools. Yes. But that's not the discussion here. I'm talking about two teams of kids who busted their ass for years and years and years to get to this moment. And you make it all the way down to that final moment. And yes, these kids in Monroe should be celebrated. That's not what I'm saying is the accomplishments of the team from Brighton are not going to get their rightful due. Due to no fault of Monroe. They're just playing football too. But because another team won that championship.
What would you do if they both won?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know,
I mean, Monroe would have been the more dominant team,
and
where they crushed.
But
and
Brighton,
like you said, the first of that
of the city school districts
level to do it.
But Brighton has never won a state football championship either, and they play in the and they play in the. That's how rare this stuff is. Yeah. Like, I know we've become spoiled here. Webster was
like
really good.
State championship is rare.
Webster was really good for years.
Yeah.
Aquinas was really good for years. Like they pop every once in a while. McQuaid made a run a couple of years ago, right? Like, but like, for most school districts. Getting past one or two games outside of sectionals is a once-in-a-generation accomplishment. And you have never having played organized sports one time in your life.
I never played the game, Patrick.
No.
Me and Cosell.
You and that jacket. That jacket screams, I've never played a moment
Cosell.
Of organized sports.
Just remember, it's just a game out there, young man.
No, but that's why I feel bad for these kids.
But you still got to say you played in a state championship, and you got to play – like on a Division I football field in that type of atmosphere you got to experience a little bit. So, I mean, maybe looking back on it as an adult, you still, you know, think it was like a cool thing to have experienced.
You're absolutely right.
You will be able to bore people forever with this story.
Kimmy, going back to the point you made with Monroe High School, the Red Jackets winning the first ever state championship, not only in their school, but in the history of the city school district, 34-0 over Sleepy Hollow. Meanwhile, Brighton falls just a little bit short against Rye in the Class A state championship over the weekend. I had a point I was going to make. And
don't blame me.
No, you're running your stupid mouth.
I do have a question because I think we all know people who have won a state championship or lost like a big game like a state championship, and I don't know which one talks about it more.
Ooh.
Oh, the winner, I would think, right?
I never bring it up here. I brought it up one time last week talking about this story.
No, I'm talking about guys on the field.
What? Guy who makes picks every week about what football players should be doing.
But those guys that win, the guys that constantly wear their class ring, their championship ring.
But the guys that almost made it also always have that chip on their shoulder.
Oh.
You know, so they always have like a hate for that school that they lost to.
Oh, or there are teams that I beat that I still hate as a grown-ass man, which I know is sad.
Right.
Very sad.
Right.
Like, to this day, and it's stupid.
What's that?
Like, I don't like anyone.
That's not stupid.
I don't like anyone from McQuaid. I just don't.
What an idiot.
Fair. I can't argue that, but there's just something inside me.
You don't
like
God?
Well, we also had God. We had our God.
Well, you had your God. It's the same God.
The same God, but he was our God and their God.
It's funny, though, because there's like a guy from McQuaid's giant head behind me here who stares
at
you every
day, like, all day. Mace is one of the nicest people I've ever met. And when he brings up the McQuaid stuff, I hate him.
McQuaid is a mixed bag of success.
What do you mean?
Well, the guys that I've met that have gotten to McQuaid.
That's every school. It is every school.
I understand that, but they should not have any glitches in the armor.
That's not true. No, look, man, you can't.
Some of them boys can drink beer.
Again, just because you send your kid to a private school,
I know.
As I look across the room from me, doesn't mean they're going to be any better off. Look at me.
What's
look at both of us. We are both products of private school.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Poinsettia Bowl Josh Allen Wyoming jersey, which is pretty kick-ass. But
if you were wondering,
I could barely read at a fifth-grade level, do math. You can't even speak, and that's your job. Kimmy went to public school. She's the only one that graduated doing from college in this room. She's not doing well, but she's the only one that graduated.
And she started on a team.
Yeah. But she hated it.
And so what? Really she's still a starter. She's the only starter in this room.
I played.
You didn't start.
I was a better boxer than I was anything else.
I'm talking football.
We're talking football, baby. It's Tommy Mutey.
I'd be really not impressed if you were a boxer and
didn't start
your own fight.
I was thinking, how would that work?
How does that work? Yeah.
I boxed, but I didn't play.
Well, you say
I rode the bench in my own
seat. There are guys that just don't. Shut up. Everyone shut up. Congratulations to Brighton.
Yeah.
You did a great job, guys. Yeah. Big congratulations.
Now, we're on to college.
To Monroe High School.
Financial institutions.
I am curious, you know, with Monroe being as dominant as they've been all season, like, I don't know anything about these teams past what I've been reading. Like, does Monroe have a chance to go do it again? Do they have younger kids that are going to come back?
Oh.
Because I'd love to see these kids keep going. And
sure.
I think there's a couple of kids. Signing day was, I believe, a week and a half ago.
Oh, some kids are going on?
Well, like Michael just wrote us, there's a kid from Rochester. I'm not sure where he goes to high school. His name is Xavier Payne. He's going to play football at Colorado.
Oh,
okay.
That's pretty cool.
Big program.
Yeah, huge program. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's got to be a couple of kids playing that well from Monroe that are going to get a look. There's another kid from Brighton who's going to play at UB. Got a scholarship to play football there.
Okay, nice.
So, I mean, all good things. All good things. And no matter what happens, if that kid, those kids that go play college, you're going to hear for the rest of your life the kids that didn't. Mm-hmm. I played with a couple guys and went D1, no big deal.
Yep.
That's my go-to.
Yeah.
I played with a couple guys.
But if you ever play with anybody that went on, like they attach themselves to that dude.
Yeah, what else is
there
to do?
I think that's every guy, though.
Yeah.
I think every guy could pick at least one dude that he played in either with, alongside,
or against.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you had any speck of athletic ability, you'd be doing the same thing.
I had a little speck of it last night.
That just this doesn't even make sense. Like, you're not even good at what you're supposed to be good at. You're not even good. No, you weren't.
I tore it up last night.
You didn't. I've seen.
I won all the way. What?
Yeah?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Just stop by your mama's
house.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.